Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible.
And this is my favorite song. I love this song. Hey, Eric, do you like this song?
Sure.
It's a good song. It's a different rendition than I've ever heard before.
It's because it's our next guest, Dave.
Oh.
Rainy Rodriguez.
Wow, I like it.
And we'll bring her on in just 1 second. I want to clarify that snow cannons are not like physical things. That is a weather phenomenon.
Oh, and yeah, this is 1480 AM Breakthrough Entertainment. Is this our next guest's voice?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow, that's a nice voice.
And you do like this song, Dave.
I love this song.
Yeah, he was singing like one of his before favorite I even turned the mics on.
Yeah, I was.
That was his favorite song.
What is?
For Christmas. You love Santa Baby.
This is a good one.
Yes.
And he likes Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Trisha, you should get Dave a Santa suit and the beard and hat and all that stuff.
I should, right?
Do you ever sit on his lap?
Yeah, have you ever played Santa for Christmas, Dave?
Yeah, we talked about the first thing that... anyway, I didn't say it.
I've got it actually.
You know it though, right?
Yes, I'm sure the whole audience does.
Yeah, okay.
We got that.
Maybe we should go to the tree lighting thing and meet our next guest.
Yeah, you should meet our guest because you know what? Rainy Rodriguez is an American actress and singer. She's best known for her roles as Trish in the Disney Channel series
great
Austin
name.
And
great
Allie.
Name.
I know, great name. Austin and Allie. She's also Maya Blart. She's the daughter of Paul Blart in
very
the
nice
Paul
role.
Blart films. Yes.
Good job.
Very funny Mall films. Cop. Yes. And she's been in several other projects. And tonight you can see her live at the Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting. Rainy Rodriguez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm really excited.
Oh, we're excited. So where are you in your transport here now? Transport?
No.
Travels?
I am in an undisclosed secret location, but if you turn around, I'm right behind you.
I see you. Yeah.
Oh, be careful. He might turn around and grab whoever's back there.
He's been very frisky today.
I'm here right now, just kind of hanging out at my hotel.
Oh, very
great.
Cool.
I got in from California yesterday.
Nice. Excellent.
So did I. Maybe we were on the same plane.
Oh, my. Well, actually, I drove. I'm not a good flyer.
Okay, you should have told me. I would have driven with you.
We could have carpooled.
Exactly.
You could have taken an Uber.
We could have had a way fun time.
Absolutely. We could have sang Christmas songs the whole way over.
Ooh,
you could have sang, I could have filmed, because I do not have a singing voice.
And I could have applauded. Are you going to sing Santa Baby tonight?
I am going to sing Santa Baby.
Yay.
That song that you guys put out there, I mean, that's been over maybe 3 or 4 years. I sound like a little kid, but granted, I still sound like a little kid whenever I sing anyway. But yes, I'm going to sing Santa Baby. I'm going to sing Rock Around the Christmas Tree. I tried to sing Baby, It's Cold Outside, but I don't have anybody to duet with me.
Aww.
And it's really weird to try to do both parts at the same time.
That's going to be phenomenal. What time are you going to be on stage?
I'll start singing at 6:15.
Perfect. Nice. That's a good time.
Oh, yes. I'm very, very excited. It's going to be awesome.
Eric and Kathleen, are you going to go?
We got my son this weekend, so maybe we'll head up there.
Yeah.
And revisit the scene of the crime.
I think that would be sort of cool, mate, right? Is that a good idea? I like it.
Rainy, Eric and Kathleen, they got engaged a couple years ago at the Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Congratulations. Now you guys have to come.
Well,
now
you probably
will. Now I can be a part of this beautiful love story.
Yeah.
Yes, we will be there.
Yes. Yeah, and, of course, everyone's going to be out there. They had some events last night going on. I know they've got more events going on tomorrow. I know all the festivities begin around 3 o'clock. Rainy, are you only going to be singing Christmas songs, or are you singing some of your other songs as well?
No, I'm going to sing some other stuff as well. Obviously, because the Christmas tree lighting ceremony in the spirit of Christmas, it'll be mainly Christmas songs. But
okay,
I'm also going to be singing a cover that I did on Austin and Allie called You've Got a Friend by Carole King.
Nice.
Oh, that's a real good song.
I like that one, yeah.
It's a beautiful song. We remixed it and did some fun things to it. And so I'll be singing that. And then I did another song from Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3. Called Living Your Dreams.
Okay.
And I recorded a version in English and a version in Spanish, and I'll be singing the Spanish version later.
Oh, the Spanish version.
Nice.
Okay, well, you know, I brought a special treat for us. Eric, go ahead and play the next song in our rotation in the background here. We'll listen to it for a minute. Everybody dancing. there's the English version from Beverly Hills
exactly,
Chihuahua.
That's, yes, that's the English version. And so imagine all of that. You will rise today.
Goodbye. Well, let's listen to
Rainy singing then?
Yeah, let's listen to it for just a minute here. Much to celebrate. Go out to the world. You're young and beautiful. Always do your best and you can be invincible. You've come so far. That's who you are. With all our friends together. Now, are you going to have, Rainy, are you going to have some chihuahuas there as well, dressed up as, like, elves or anything?
I mean, if you guys want to come dressed, I won't be opposed to having you on the stage.
Oh, okay. I'm not a chihuahua, though.
If you guys want to come dressed up as chihuahuas, dressed up as elves, I won't be opposed.
Okay, that's actually something I might do. Yeah,
let's do it.
Like that.
But to answer your question, no. I mean, they're busy. They're show dogs. They're very famous. They're very busy and on a tight schedule.
Yeah. And so I love the Beverly Hills Chihuahua series. I wish they'd just keep making them. They're
franchise.
And well, yeah. and then the franchise, the Paul Blart Mall Cop franchise as well. I mean, what are those films like to work on, Rainey?
Oh, they're so much fun. I did the first film when I was 14, and we shot it in Boston, and it was amazing. It was my first feature film, getting to work with Kevin James, who is just a comedy genius when it comes to him being on set. He's so great, you know, with his physical comedy, and he wrote the film, and so he was very in touch with the characters. And like I said, it was my first feature, so to be able to do it and sort of learn from him while I'm on set was phenomenal. And then fast forward 6 years later, and I'm 20 years old, and I get a call, and they're like, hey, you know, would you be down for a sequel? And I'm like, well, yeah, it took you guys long enough, so let's do it. I'm ready. And so we shot the sequel in Las Vegas, which was really fun. I spent 3 months out there, which doesn't sound like a place you would spend 3 months at, like living in Las Vegas for 3 months, but it was awesome.
Well, a lot of people do it, and there's a side to Vegas that a lot of people don't know, but the performers and the people who do live there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they, you know, they put me up in like an apartment, so I had to grocery shop, I had to do laundry, and so, you know, to go out there and sort of venture out other than the strip and find a grocery store and, you know, like a post office, and it was really cool. I absolutely loved it. We got to shoot in the beautiful Wynn Hotel, which was the first film to ever shoot on the Wynn Resort, which was pretty cool. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I absolutely loved it.
Did you ever meet Steve Wynn?
I did meet Steve Wynn. He came on set maybe the second or third day of shooting, and he came, him and his beautiful wife, and they welcomed us, and they were so lovely. And and it was awesome. I mean, he was so gracious to come. I mean, he basically pretty much, he was like, hey, here are the keys to the whole resort. Have fun. Just don't interfere with the guests. And we're like, okay.
That is so cool.
So yeah. There we are, you know, running around on the golf courses, and because in the movie, you know, a lot of shenanigans happen, and you know, bad guys running around, and Paul Blart trying to save the day, and the daughter getting kidnapped, but then turning into like a MacGyver type girl, like cutting up things and jumping out of balconies. And so we're running around the golf course at like 3 a.m. and they forgot to turn off the automated sprinkler. So that was a fun surprise. and so, yeah, just a lot of funness. You know, you get to go eat in the cafeteria with all the workers. I saw Larev maybe 12 times and each time.
Oh, nice one.
Amazing. It was so much fun. I loved it.
And Rainey, did you get to ride a Segway?
I did. I finally got to ride a Segway because in the first film, I was 14, so I was a minor, so they were afraid that I would fall off and get hurt. So they would tell me, okay, you can't get on the Segway because you'd fall off. And I'm like, okay, fine, I won't do it. Second film, I'm like, all right, I'm an adult. Can't say no to me now.
Excellent.
And there needed to be like a height requirement to like balance it out so that you don't like go all the way over. I'm barely 5 foot even on a good day.
Oh.
So I felt like at first that was just a made-up rule so that I wouldn't get on it. But actually, no, I'm lying to you. I didn't get on it on the movie because there was a height requirement.
Oh.
So on Austin and Alley, about a year later, we filmed a Halloween episode, and I was a mall security guard, a la Paul Blart. And I had to ride a Segway the entire episode, and they brought a Segway and a Segway trainer.
And they
taught me.
That is real cool. Now, I have a real, very serious question.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Did you go to the great buffet they have at the Wynn Hotel?
I did.
The best buffet in Vegas.
The best buffet in the, I mean, yes.
Do they have sushi?
And her sister Jenny.
Okay.
They have every kind of
the crab legs, the king crab, right?
Yeah. If you went at night, they're like separated. They have it like the Italian food section, the Mexican food section. There's Chinese food. They have the American food. They have barbecue. They have dessert.
Delicious.
I mean, they have the seafood buffet. Like, they have everything. My family came out from Texas to come visit me. I have three brothers, and so they each would bring their families out. And I think they were mainly coming for the buffet and Lorette show tickets.
It really is a great buffet.
Like, they came to set for a couple of minutes. They're like, "Hi, Kevin. Nice to meet you. Rainey, you're doing a fantastic job. We're going to be at the buffet. Let us know when you wrap, okay?" And I'm like,
"That's funny.
Oh, okay.
That is too funny."
Well, and Lorev, I think, is one of the hidden gems for people who are not familiar with it. It was very popular for a short time, but then it kind of got lost amongst all of the conglomerate of Cirque du Soleil. But Lorev, I think, is a phenomenal, phenomenal show. But I just have to tell you, Rainey, you are so photogenic from the time you were a little girl.
Thank you.
I just wanted to pick you up and squeeze you and hug you because you're so darling. And because of your voice, I still feel like I might do that. So I'm not
you're
a stalker.
So cute.
I just think you're so cute that I just want to grab you and hug you. And I love your personality. I love
the
sparkle from your eyes in every picture. Your genuine smile. I love it.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you. At least thank you for the warning of wanting to pick me up.
I know, exactly.
Pick me up. And then it's awkward for everybody. So at least you gave me a warning. Thank you. I get a lot of people think I'm younger than what I normally am. I'm 23, but a lot of people think that I'm 15 or 16. So
I still grab and pick up my 30-year-old sons. So
well, there you go.
well, Rainey Rodriguez, it's been a delight to have you on the show, and I cannot wait to meet you tonight. Remember, I'm Joseph Erdo from Breakthrough Entertainment. I will be introducing myself to you tonight, and I cannot wait to meet you and hear your stories on the stage, light that tree with you, and of course, hear you sing.
Thank you so much. It's been so much fun, you guys.
Thank you
for coming for it. This will be fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you all have a wonderful day.
You too. You too. Thanks. See you there. And also from the Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting, joining us right now, we've got another one of the guests artists that will be performing. Tiffany Albert is joining us on the phone right now. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, I'm so excited to be on air with you guys.
Oh, we're excited as well, trust us. Of course, you are an American singer and songwriter. You've been cited as one of YouTube's first homegrown celebrities. You posted your first video on YouTube in April of 2008, and you have a large social presence on YouTube with over 500 million video views, making your channel among the top 50 most subscribed music channels on YouTube. That's pretty impressive.
Very.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy.
yeah. And so you will be out at the Outlets and Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting tonight. Are you also in Phoenix right now, or are you still on the road somewhere?
Yes, no, I'm in Phoenix. I flew in yesterday, and I actually went over to the Outlets and checked it out, and it looks like it's going to be so much fun, so I'm super excited. The tree is huge, and it looks like it's going to be an awesome event.
Excellent. And so what music will you be singing tonight? What songs?
So tonight I'm going to be doing a few covers, a few of my favorites. One is Still Into You by Paramore, and then I'm doing a classic, Hey Soul Sister by Train. And then I'm going to sing an original that I wrote called I Knew You Were the One, and I also have two Christmas songs for you guys.
Excellent. Well, Eric, go ahead and play the next one in the rotation. This one is, I believe, your most... Yeah, okay, sorry. This is your most viewed original song on YouTube. I Love You, Baby, right?
Correct. Baby, I Love You.
Baby, I Love You, sorry. Yes. So let's hear a little bit of that one.
I need to let you know.
Now, Tiffany, so this is a wonderful song. Where do you get your inspiration for your original music?
You know, I've always loved writing songs ever since I was younger, and it comes from just real life, things that happen to me. It's kind of my way of venting or putting out my feelings, and so I just write what's on my mind. And that one in particular was actually the first time I said I love you to someone. I oh, wow. sang it to them.
Mm. Oh, wow. Are you are you still with them?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're too young to be in love.
Joseph is available.
No. Oh.
Now, I want to ask you. So, I mean, you're young, as everybody just mentioned. You're uh-huh. extremely talented. You are a beautiful young lady.
Oh,
and how did you decide to take your career this way via social media and YouTube?
Okay, so I mean, I've always been into performing. I did theater for a long time growing up, and writing was my first passion. And so I come from a big family. I have six brothers. And so my mom was busy with work and with the rest of my family. And so YouTube, I found that, and I found other people singing on YouTube, and I'm like, this is so cool. And so after about like a year of watching a few of like the original YouTubers, I'm like, wait, I have a camera. I love to sing. Like, why not try? Like, there, you know, I kind of just posted my first video, crossing my fingers, and like, okay, let's see maybe what happens. And if not, like, if all else fails, at least I could get opinions and feedback. And so it's kind of just like one of those things like, well, I like to sing. I might as well try it. And so I decided to take that avenue because it's like, this is something I can do. I can be proactive about. It's my account, my channel. I'm in charge. And so that was kind of my only outlet and the only way to kind of put myself out there. So
fantastic. And do you also Periscope or tweet or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't Periscope, but I do tweet, Instagram, Facebook, most of the social medias, Snapchat.
Okay. Dave, do you know how to use Snapchat?
I do not.
Do you know what a Snapchat is?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. I don't either. The message disappears in 10 seconds.
Yes.
I think they use BleachBit, a very well-known thing in
and it's
political.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Very good. And so, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Tiffany Alvord. She's going to be out the outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting tonight. Tiffany, what time, do you know what time you're going to be on the stage?
I believe I perform at 5:40.
Okay, 5:40. Well, and, you know, and they've got other performers there as well, and I know that I will be there probably by like 3:30 or something, and I know a lot of the activities, stage stuff starts at 5, and everyone's just going to be, it's so always so packed out there, so much fun. Dave, Trisha, Eric, Kathleen, and I have all been there for the last several years, and I'm going to be there this year.
And I love this novel idea that Tiffany has on her website.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about how beautiful she is and what a sensation she is on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that if you are tiny like she is, that you could actually get the clothes that she has worn in her videos in Tiffany's closet?
Wow.
And support her artistic ventures simultaneously.
Oh, I love it.
Genius. Win-win. Absolutely genius.
I don't think I'll fit.
I always thought it'd be a cool dream or goal to have my own clothing line. And so with clothes that I wear in videos or different things that I don't wear anymore, it's like, well, here's a way to kind of see how that'd go or, you know, put that out there. And so it's kind of a way of people to get in the mindset of like, oh, we can buy her clothing. And then we're working on a clothing line where there'd be more than one.
Yeah. And then it's for her Tiff fanatics. I love it. Wow. I just think you're a marketing genius.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you have such a huge following on, again, huge.
Do you have any Tiff stalkers?
I mean, there's a couple of those. I feel like there's those that we worry about a little bit, but I try to focus on the positive ones and the ones that aren't a little more interesting.
She even has her Tiff funny items.
Oh, wow. You are good at this.
I like it. I love your website. It's absolutely beautiful, as are you, obviously.
Thank you. Yeah, no, tonight I'm actually going to be selling some of my Tiff funny glasses. They're like my fun glasses, and they're like these lensless glasses that I tell people they're like magic glasses. They just make you happier, or whatever you're fearing or doing, they'll make you braver, stronger, whatever you need them.
So people can buy those glasses currently,
mm-hmm.
and some of the clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is there an additional line coming out or anything
so that's
like that?
There's Tiffany's Closet, which is where the clothes are.
So they're ready.
Ready to go.
You can buy them now.
Right. Okay. They're not her designs. They're clothes literally from her closet.
Okay, that's what I'm
she's worn on the videos. And then she has some jewelry items that are very beautiful, like a Believe necklace.
I have some legacy wristbands and necklaces and guitar picks,
And then she has a no lens glasses with the Legacy and Tiffany Alvord logo imprint on them.
They don't have lenses?
Yeah, because you don't
Okay.
Exactly. Well, because
I've seen some people do that.
You're taking pictures, the ones with the lenses in them,
they reflect.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
So I'm helping you guys by already printing them out for you. So when you get them, you don't have to do that.
Well, you saw that on Ghostbusters, right? The new Ghostbusters. Did you see that?
Yeah. I actually just watched that on the plane when I came here.
Nice. Excellent.
Wow.
My cat, right? That's a joke from the movie.
Your cat. I don't remember.
That was, anyway.
Your cat.
Joke from the movie. But so now, make sure that we know where we can find your website and your YouTube especially.
My website is my name, Tiffany Alvord, so it's tiffanyalvord.com. And then Facebook, Instagram, all of that it's pretty standard, straight across. Everything is just at Tiffany Alvord, which is Tiffany and then Alvord, A-L-V-O-R-D.
Excellent. And do you ship worldwide or just to...
I do ship worldwide,
You ship worldwide. Wow. Okay, excellent.
But not to Russia.
That's part of the world, honey.
Yes. Now, sorry, we don't exclude any countries. I'm sorry.
Good very girl. Good. Don't very be good. Sorry for that. Yes. Be proud of that.
Yeah. Very, you know, both you and Rainey, who we just had on the show, very inspirational and optimistic, upbeat, very... very happy young artists.
And that's what we need more of. And talented. Oh, my word. And you write these songs. And I mean, that the song we just heard coming in, phenomenal.
Yeah. Any advice for aspiring songwriters out there?
My advice would be to write, and just like read and take in anything. I took a songwriting course once, and something that stuck with me is, you know, whether you're watching TV, reading the newspaper, reading a book, like, if there's any lines that stick out, you can use that as inspiration for new songs. And the more you write, the more, I guess, the better songs you'll have. And you got to start somewhere. So my first songs were pretty embarrassing. So.
But then how do you get over that embarrassment and you know, hesitation?
You have to put it in perspective. Like, for example, when I first started writing, I was 10. And it's like, okay, for a 10-year-old, that's pretty good. But like, as you continue, it's like you can see your own progress, and you just got to realize that, you know, you're doing this because you love it, and it's part of the journey.
Now, Tiffany, do you think, I have this vision of you being an actress someday. Is that a path that you want to pursue?
Oh, my gosh, yes. No, I would love that so much.
I'm a genius. How did I know that?
Come on, who doesn't want to be in a movie?
Wow.
Well, you definitely have the eyes for it. I mean, Eric and I were complimenting you on your eyes.
They're like Japanese animation anime eyes.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Wow, this is exciting. Well, you're going to have such a great career.
No, I actually just did my first film earlier this year. It's called School Spirit, and we filmed for 3 weeks in Missouri, and it's in post-production now, but should be coming out in the next couple months. But I'm super stoked about it.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. And what type of a film is it? Is it something along the lines of like a high school musical, or is it more of a dramatic film? Or
I mean, it's a bit suspenseful. It's these three girls who are trying to catch these ghosts, and I kind of feel like it's like a little bit of a Ghostbusters, but like a teen version.
Oh, cool. I like it. Well, when you hear school spirit, that's why I wanted to get more out of it, because you're thinking rah-rah kind of school spirit versus...
Yeah, no. It's good spirit that doesn't go.
Well, Tiffany, you know, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the show. Tiffany Alvord, you know, thank you so much for joining us. I will be out there at the outlets of Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting. I'm going to make sure that I introduce myself. I can get a selfie, right?
Of course.
All right. Wait,
with you? No, not just me.
I was going to say, you better be
with her. Yes. Well, of course I can get a selfie of myself.
Of course you can.
You can do that anywhere.
Yeah, I can do. But remember, Joseph Erdo, I will be out there, Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting. Everyone, get out there and see Tiffany Alvord and, of course, our previous guest, Rainey Rodriguez. It's going to be just an absolute blast out there. Tiffany, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You know, Eric, Joseph made up the word selfie.
Yes, I
before
did.
He
selfie.
Coined that phrase.
I was. Yeah. Eric and I were actually looking for selfie cameras where we would like I could put it on my chest and just like hold.
And
the
I
camera.
Found one that's a yeah. duck.
Yes, that one. I don't think I'm going to use that one though.
Well,
Eric.
No, because it's a cod piece. Because Frozen might be really upset.
No, he might be attracted to that one. Yeah, we'll talk about that one off the air. But it was actually, you know, I'm looking for something that I can like just walk around with it. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. But thank you,
bye,
Tiffany.
Bye, Tiffany. Thank you.
Yeah, bye, Tiffany. Thank you.
Bye.
Just like randomly, we're still on.
She's sitting there going, "What the hell?"
Yeah, exactly.
But it should be an absolute blast out there. All of us have been there. We can attest how much
nice.
Fun it is out there. Yeah.
And they have a nice food court.
Yes.
You know, if you want to eat something, then...
free Wi-Fi.
Oh, is it?
That's yeah. what Joseph looks for.
I didn't know that.
The tree, of course. We can't forget
the
that
big
beautiful
tree. And
they've got three sets of ornament balls out there.
What?
They, yeah.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
No,
they're,
really.
They're new. They're new.
They're new?
They're new, yeah. Oh. And it's going to be an absolute blast. So I'm going to be out there. I hope you guys, I hope to see
they
you out
there.
They
have an annual ornament that they have, right? For their
oh,
anthem.
Yeah.
No, right. these are gigantic ornament balls.
Right, but don't red. They also have some that you can...
You can buy them as
right.
well. You can buy the ones that are on the tree.
Them.
Okay.
And you King Kong will be there.
Juggle
too.
Them.
Yes. All right. It's going to be a lot of fun out there. You know, get yourself in the holiday spirit. You know, I'm gonna see if I can, if it's not too warm for me to wear my ugly sweater. My other
well,
ugly
I remember
Christmas
that.
Sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that ugly, actually.
Trisha,
it's
you going
attractive.
There tonight?
No, Joseph, you were right the first time.
I'm not sure, am I?
I don't know.
All right. Well, you guys can talk about that yeah. off the air.
I would love to meet the ladies.
Let's
They're
hear from
sweet.
Tiffany Alvord singing a Christmas song, of course. All I want for Christmas is
you.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, where is it?
I'm multitasking.
Eric's working on it because
all right, I'll start
you
singing.
You were too busy talking about
ba-bum,
King Kong.
Ba-bum. Oh, let's start singing it. Ba-bum, ba-bum.
Yeah. Here we go.
All
I want for Christmas is you, Tiffany Alvord.
Oh, there it is.
Listen to that beautiful voice.
Who is it?
Tiffany Alvord.
She is good.
And it's kind of like
she really has a very.
Oh, we
beautiful.
Forgot to ask what instrument she plays.
Oh,
my
guitar.
Guess is guitar.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's a.
You know, she has a really beautiful velvet type voice, don't you think? Do you hear that? Right?
Yeah. Yes, it's very beautiful.
Yeah. A velvet type voice, really beautiful. This is a beautiful voice. So are we going to take a quick break? Quick break, and this is 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We got a special guest who knows why and what the heck happened in politics. We'll find out in about 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas. Won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow and ice.